Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Jessie Chris is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share it with you literally around the world. You guys are going to be able to hear a single from Jessie here in just a moment. It's a song called Broken. We're going to talk to her not only about what it's been like for her to do what she loves, but also the response to the music as well as the video she's been able to do. If you guys are just now hearing about Jessie, we'll tell you a little bit later in the program how you guys can stay connected with her and what's coming up for her in 2015. Before we get into that conversation, though, here is Jessie Chris with Broken. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live.
Even if you try,
That was Jesse Crisp with Broken right here on Conversations Live, both for our radio audience as well as those tuning in online. As I said, Jesse's making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love with all of you guys. Jesse, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. Congratulations to you, Jesse, on a great 2014. I know you're already gearing up for the new year, but Jesse, what has it been like for you to be able to see the way that people are responding to your music?
It has been so rewarding because these songs mean so much to me, and to see such positive feedback is just so incredible.
Yeah. One of the things that that song Broken that we just heard from Jesse says is the importance of loving yourself. I mean, do you think that's been one of the great messages that especially young girls have taken from your songs?
Definitely. Like, you got to love yourself and respect yourself enough to make decisions that benefit you and your health and your well-being.
Yeah.
I'm getting off the phone. I didn't
That is so true. You know, Jesse, I want to go back a little bit. I mean, when it comes to you and music, when did you first realize that music is something you wanted to do?
I realized that music was something I wanted to do when I was about 9 years old and my brother got a guitar for Christmas, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and I knew that I wanted to play it right away.
Yeah. And now you're not only, of course, being able to play, you're able to sing, and you've been able to have music that people can enjoy, as well as videos as well. What has it been like for you to go from enjoying other artists' videos and now to be able to have your own videos on YouTube that people are able to watch?
It's like a dream come true, because as a little girl, this is all I ever wanted to do, and I never thought I could actually do it. So I'm just so proud of how far I've come, and I'm just so amazed at what I can do.
Yeah, that is so true. And one of the ways that you've been able to stay connected with your fans, Jesse, has definitely been through social media. I've noticed that you're all over the place. You're on Facebook, you're on Twitter. You know, what has that been like for you to see how people literally around the world are liking your music?
It's a lot of fun. I love interacting with people, and I'll talk to anyone. So I really enjoy social media and being able to connect with fans from around the world.
Yeah, that has to be a great feeling. And then, of course, to know that they are enjoying your music as well. You know, I mentioned that single Broken that we heard here, and you know, one of the great things about it, I think, is that even though, you know, it does seem as though it's dealing with the breakup, one of the great things is that, you know, the way that you're singing the song, it really shows that, you know, you're really looking after yourself and being able to love yourself and being able to realize what's best for you. You know, have you gotten used to the idea, Jesse, of people looking up to you, to your being a role model for them?
Well, I'm a big sister. I've got two younger brothers, so my whole life I've had to be a role model for them. And I really love being a big sister to everyone, so that's something that I really take seriously with my career. I really want to be a good role model for girls.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the things that you're definitely being able to do. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with recording artist Jesse Crisp. She's making her first appearance on our show. She's had an amazing 2014. She's gearing up for a lot of great things going on. One of the things that you did this year is being able to, I noticed on your website, Jesse, was to release a CD. What was that like for you, to have your own CD out that people could buy?
Well, it's actually not released yet, but I did record a full-length album in Nashville, and it's been so incredible. I can't wait to officially put it out there to buy. You can actually buy it at live shows, and I think you can order it online, but it's not released to iTunes yet, and I will let you guys know when we have a date on that.
Awesome. So that's one of the things that people can definitely look forward to. And then, of course, to have your face on the CD, I noticed that, you know, is that a great feeling for you, too, to be able to actually see your face on a CD cover?
It's such a feeling of accomplishment that I finished this project. It was so much work and months of working and writing, and it's just been such a long journey, and I'm so proud of the end result. I could not be happier with it.
Well, you know, I think the other great thing, and you mentioned the chorus, you know, being a big sister, I think, you know, you are showing so many people what is possible for them. And I think that's the great thing, you know, to be able to let them know that dreams do come true. You know, when you think about, you know, what you've been able to do at this point, does it make it you more excited about what's to come for you?
Yes, because I never imagined that I can do what I'm doing now. And so it makes me think, like, if I stick with it and work hard, I wonder what else I'm capable of.
Right. Exactly. I think that is the great thing. And I think for a lot of people, that's the thing for them. You know, let's talk about people who have inspired you. If you were to say some people who have motivated you along the way, Jesse, who would some of those people be?
Like other artists or like people?
Either other artists or even family and friends.
Well, my favorite country artist, Rascal Flatts, they were my first country band that I started listening to, and their sound, the way that Gary sings, that just all inspired me, and like musically.
Mm-hmm.
And with people in my life, my family have been so supportive. They're like my backbone. I don't know what I would do without them.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be able to have that support. And now, of course, again, as I mentioned earlier, Jesse, you have these people, you know, literally around the world that are supporting you or excited about the things that you've been able to do and the things that you have coming up. You know, I think, you know, it's so great to be able to have social media, to be able to connect with them. You know, is that one of the things also that you're excited to see? I know you mentioned how excited you are about this project and how much hard work went into it, but are you just as excited to see, you know, how people are responding to the music too, when they're able to hear it?
I cannot wait to hear from people when they hear this full album. I'm so excited about it, and I hope that people enjoy it as much as I do.
Yeah, that is the great thing. And, you know, at the outside of doing music, Jesse, you've also been able to show those candid moments through pictures. You know, you're like a lot of other people these days, you're on the other site that gets a lot of attention, Instagram. You know, how important has that been for you to show people that, you know what, even though you're able to live this dream, you know, you're just a normal girl that's able to enjoy life?
Yeah, that is something that is really important to me. I really strive to make people see that I really just am a normal girl, and I really think it's important to, like, even when I'm touring for a while, to come home and really just remember where I'm from and remember who's been there for me since day one. And it's just so important to remember where you came from.
So important. That is so true. We're going to be giving out your website here in just a moment, Jesse, and let our listeners know how they can stay connected. One picture in particular I definitely wanted to ask you about, and it's the picture that is on your Twitter page. And for those who are not following Jesse yet, it's you can find her there at TheJessieChris is where you guys can find her on Twitter. But in that picture that's actually in the background, we're able to see you performing in front of a crowd. Explain to us what that feeling is like to be able to sing your music. It's one thing to be in the studio and to record, but what is it like for you to sing your music in front of people and to see them respond to it?
It's definitely an adrenaline rush, but it's a good one. I love it, and I'm a people person, so I love being around people and interacting and performing with people. It's one of my favorite things I get to do, and honestly, performing these songs is one of those, like, really rewarding moments.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a rewarding for a lot of people. The songs are great. The song that we heard here, Broken, is a great single. You know, I think that people will definitely be able to not only love your music, Jesse, but also to help spread the word because they enjoyed so much. Again, everyone, recording artist Jesse Chris is with us today. We've been talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that love with all of you. Make sure you guys are staying connected with Jesse through her website at www.jessiechris.com. You guys can also find her, as I mentioned earlier, on Twitter at TheJessieChris, and then, of course, on Facebook, you guys can find her there under Jesse Chris Music is where you guys can stay connected with her there. Jesse, again, congratulations to you, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a lot of fun.
Hey, we had a lot of fun speaking with you as well. For our radio audience, there's more Conversations Live to come. For our online audience, though, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Jesse, don't worry. You guys can catch the podcast of the conversation just a few moments after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, we'll be posting it on our social media pages there. We've already tagged Jesse, I think, on Facebook and Twitter. You guys can head over to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, for our radio audience, you guys stay with us. For our online audience, until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.